Last night, the Irish Farmers Association and the Irish Grain Growers Group called on the Taoiseach, Simon Harris, to intervene in a decision taken by Agriculture Minister Charlie McConnellogue last Wednesday to seek to suspend what's called the straw incorporation measure on tillage farms where wheat, barley, rye, oat and oilseed rape is grown. Baled straw is used as bedding for the mushroom, dairy and beef sectors. It's essential during calving. And it can also be used as roughage feed for cattle over the winter. But this annual 10 to 12 million agri-environment climate scheme, which was introduced in 2021 by Minister McConnellogue, seeks to increase soil organic carbon on tillage farms. So instead of cutting the straw into bales and selling it, farmers are instead paid to chop the straw in the field and incorporate it back into the soil. According to Chagas, this reduces greenhouse gas emissions and builds the soil for earthworms and microbes. Well, tillage farmers started to harvest their crop up to 10 days ago, and for some, this scheme represents up to a quarter of their income this year, and they say this will be wiped out and has been overnight. Minister McConnellogue joins me now from Donegal. Good morning, Minister, and thank you very much for being with us.
Good morning, Ella.
I think it's fair to say tillage farmers, certainly the ones I've spoken to, are livid about your decision. One told me last night that there is disbelief and anger at a level they've never seen before. Your junior ministers, Martin Hayden and Pippa Hackett, have come out publicly to say they don't agree with you. And now, last night, there are these calls for the Taoiseach to get involved. Can you explain why you took this decision?
Yeah, thanks, Ella. And listen, I know and understand the disappointment of tillage farmers in relation to my announcement. This is a scheme, as you said yourself there in the introduction, that I introduced for the first time in 2021 as a pilot scheme, and then again in 2022. And then last year, I plugged it in and gave a five-year commitment of €50 million for this scheme, because it is a really good one and one that has a lot of merits and ensures that it improves organic matter in the soil and then puts nutrients into the soil and also stores carbon. And it has a very strong and permanent future in the tillage sector. However, as Minister for Agriculture, Food and the Marine, I also do have a really important responsibility here to look at the overall position of the agriculture sector at the moment, and in particular to make sure that we're prepared for the winter and spring ahead in relation to fodder. And it's something, a responsibility I've taken very seriously during my 4 years now as Minister, to make sure that we don't have fodder crises in the country. And indeed set up the Fodder and Feed Security Committee as well to consistently monitor the situation with regard to fodder stocks in the country. And the most recent advice is that we're about 10% behind in terms of growth this year, and also that about 30% of farms in Ireland are currently in fodder deficit of at least 10%. And that's something that I have to be very cognizant of. Also, we have to be very aware of the fact that we've just come out of probably the longest winter we've had in many a year in the agriculture sector. It lasted from early October until late April, and almost about 7 months altogether where animals were housed. Now, thankfully, as a result of the preparation last year, indeed, I introduced a €1,000 support scheme for farmers last year to make sure that to help with the increased cost of producing silage and hay. But thanks to that, we did make sure that we had enough fodder in the country to get through that unprecedented long winter. But we are in a situation now where the reserves are totally depleted. Straw, for example, it was impossible to get a bale either for bedding or for feed this spring. And anything that was available, was it a massive cost? Mm-hmm. But bottom line, wasn't available. So we haven't had a chance because of the poor growth now to catch up on that. So it's against that backdrop that I decided it didn't make sense to right now, against that in that circumstance, to pay to plough straw into the ground this year when we might face a fodder crisis next year, and indeed where we could face a situation which we did 6 years ago where straw was having to be imported into the country in the spring.
Yeah, and yet the design of the scheme, as I understand it, allows tillage farmers to opt out at any stage, even the day before, if they decide instead that they can sell their straw or want to sell their straw to a dairy farmer, to a beef farmer or whatever. So in this way, it is designed to deal with those shortages, as you say. So why instead didn't you just remind livestock and mushroom farmers and all the rest of this and ask them to buy straw and prepare accordingly?
Well, you see, in that situation, against a backdrop, Ella, where I would be wanting to prepare and make sure farmers are prepared and we have fodder in the country for the year ahead, I would have been paying farmers in one hand to plough straw into the ground at the same time as where we would be advising them not to actually do that. My commitment here, and I said at the Gortsheen Agricultural College at the Chagos Energy and Farm Diversification Conference the morning after I made the announcement, I want to make sure we keep a 10 million euro allocated for this particular scheme. I want to work with and consult now with farm representatives in relation to how we make sure we keep that funding in the sector this year, because my objective is to make sure that the tillage sector grows in this country and that it's strongly supported from an income point of view. Indeed, I've run many schemes, including this one, over the last few years, and indeed I've committed 30 million euro this year as well, 100 euro per hectare to every farmer that has actually planted seed in the soil this year for this year's harvest, as well in relation to supporting the sector this year. So I want to see the sector grow. I don't want this to be something, and will it work to ensure that this is not something that impacts the funding that comes from government to the sector. But I also want to make sure that we have as much fodder in the country as possible for this winter to be prepared for a potential winter like we had last year again. And my message really to the farming sector now, first of all, to tillage farmers, is I want to see straw baled and available for fodder as we progress with this harvest. And my second message is to farmers across the country to engage with your tillage farmers and go out there and buy straw. And also to make sure that you plan ahead now, that you look at the livestock you have and you make sure that the livestock you have is matched to your fodder reserves. And also, last winter needs to be our benchmark for the future. Every farmer needs to be prepared for the type of winter which we had last year, and farmers should look ahead now in that regard, with that in mind, and go out there and purchase straw.
But with respect, I mean, the 3,000 or so tillage farmers who've signed up to this in good faith with the Department of Agriculture, their message to you is, we've been harvesting for the past 10 days. We signed up to this scheme in good faith. Are you going to pay us?
Yeah, well, listen, Will they be paid? I'm absolutely committed to making sure that the 10 million euro that I had committed to this scheme, that stays within the sector. Also committed to making sure that the 30 million euro that I committed to tillage farmers at the start of this year, against the backdrop of a very, very difficult planting season, that we deliver that for tillage farmers as well. And I will be meeting now this week with the farm organisations. I'll be meeting on Tuesday with IFA and Francie Gorman and Bobby Miller and the Irish Grain Growers Association. I'll also be engaging with the Oireachtas Agriculture Committee. I've been in touch with Jackie Cahill, their chairperson, because I want to engage with their members and discuss and consult there too. Because I want to look to see how we make sure we keep the 10 million in the sector, but we make sure we're prepared for the fodder and have fodder in the country for the year ahead.
Indeed, but for the farmers who signed up to this in good faith, will they be paid?
That's something I'm absolutely conscious of, and I've been engaging with farm organisations now to make sure it's a very, very small minority, but I'm conscious of that, and I want to be fair to everyone as well. My only objective here is to make sure that we're prepared for the winter ahead, that I'm not in a situation as minister where I'm having to oversee the import of fodder and the import of straw, and indeed all of the emissions challenges, as well as the biosecurity challenges that go with that next spring. I want to make sure it's available, but I want to be fair and to support tillage farmers too, and I'll be engaging with farm representatives now this week to consult with them in terms of how we make sure that we do that.
You mentioned the National Fodder and Food Security Committee, which you set up yourself. They met a few weeks ago. Did they advise you to change this policy, or was it Chagask, or who lobbied you about this decision? Because there is a sense out there, first of all, farmers don't understand why you did it, but they also suspect this was a solo run.
Oh, listen, I mean, it comes down to the responsibility I have as minister to make sure that I look across the entire agriculture sector and provide the leadership and take the decisions required to make sure that we're resilient and that we're prepared for all that's upcoming, and indeed to look ahead. That's a responsibility I've taken very seriously the last two or three years.
But who advised you?
I looked and assessed the situation, got full up to date information in relation to the challenges there with regard to fodder supply. And then against that backdrop, then decided not to proceed with the scheme, which actually would reduce the amount of fodder we had in the country. And so it's a decision I took very well informed and looking ahead, and indeed providing the leadership that's important here to make sure that we don't have a situation we've seen in the past where we're short of fodder. And my message, and it's really important coming here, Ella, my message to farmers across the country is to look ahead now. My message to farmers across the country now is to engage with tillage farmers. Barns are empty. Normally there's straw carried over from one year to the next on farms, but on livestock farms, but barns are empty. Farmers now should engage and buy straw over the next number of weeks and engage immediately in terms of making arrangements to do that. And I look forward to seeing tillage and advice tillage farmers to bale that straw as well so that it is available. And my commitment then is to make sure that the 10 million euro I had committed for this scheme, that I work with the representatives to make sure we keep that in the sector, but also that we all together work to make sure that we're well prepared for the year ahead and we don't have any challenges this upcoming winter.
Minister, I just wonder, when you stand back from this, the impact this is going to have for all farmers who've signed up to Department of Agriculture schemes. I mean, the message here is at any stage, and tillage farmers feel this was done overnight and will have a significant impact on their income this year. The message here is you cannot trust the Department of Agriculture.
No, well, listen, I mean, first of all, this is a scheme I introduced in 2021 to support the sector and have committed to €50 million over the 5 years for it. Indeed, last year, I increased the funding from the €10 million, which had been in the budget, to €16 million, so that more straw was actually ploughed in last year than had been planned, because that was there was demand for it and because it made sense to do that. But it makes sense right now against the backdrop of an unprecedented depletion of fodder reserves from last winter, poor growth this year, and a challenge is going into next year to make sure that we keep as much fodder in the country as possible and prepare for the winter ahead. But really importantly, I am committed to making sure that the €10 million I had committed to the sector through this scheme, that I engage now with farm representative organisations in relation to how we make sure that that stays in the sector for this year, because that's really important to tillage farmers. Listen, I mean, over the last 2 or 3 years, Ella, I've run a number of schemes to support the tillage sector. In the 4 years, over the last 4 years, we've seen a 6% increase in the amount of tillage land in the country. That has been under pressure in the last year or two for a number of issues or a number of reasons, but we're still 6% up. I want to keep that moving ahead now. I recently commissioned a Future of Tillage report to see how we can grow the tillage sector in our country from just over 300,000 hectares at the moment to 400,000 by the end of this decade. We have great capacity in this country to produce tillage really well. We have exceptionally good tillage farmers, and we have world-leading yields in relation to the capacity for Ireland to produce tillage. So I want to see it grow. I want to build in the schemes that are in place and make sure that the sector is well-funded and that incomes are well-supported in doing that. But also at this particular point in time, I have to look across the agricultural sector and plan ahead. And that's why I want to make sure we keep as much straw available this summer and this autumn for the winter ahead, to make sure that I, as Minister, then don't be in a situation where there's calls on me later on in the year to actually import straw from other countries unnecessarily.
And can I just clarify something? The National Fodder and Food Security Committee, which you set up, did they clearly advise you to pull this scheme?
No, certainly not. The National Fodder and Feed Security Committee performs a very important role with all farm stakeholders on it, to assess where we're at with regard to fodder. It's a committee I set up 3 years ago so that we're constantly monitoring the situation and that we're being proactive and planning ahead to make sure we avoid any fodder crises. They have got a full assessment of working with Chagosk in relation to the growth rates at the moment, in relation to fodder reserves, etc., and that's all that they have advised on. I then, as Minister, had to make a decision in relation to whether it made sense to go ahead right now with this scheme, given the information available to me in relation to fodder stores and in relation to poor growth rates so far this year. And I think this is the prudent approach. But as I say, really importantly, I want to make sure I keep that €10 million I committed to this scheme for this year in the sector. And I've been meeting with farm representative organisations now this week and consulting more broadly as well in terms of how we make sure we do that.
And finally, Minister, I mean, the fact it's been politicised, I mean, you heard the call last night from the IFA and the Grain Growers Association for the Taoiseach to get involved. Your junior ministers don't agree, and they've come out publicly to say that they don't agree with you. How likely are you to reverse this decision?
Well, listen, I don't expect everyone to agree with me. It's not an easy decision to make. And people will have very, very different views in relation to it. But listen, ultimately, as Minister, it's my responsibility to look ahead, as well as dealing with what's right in front of me right now. And it's in that vein that I made what I believe is the right decision here, to make sure we keep straw available and to make sure that farmers, that there's plenty of straw available for farmers now to go and buy it, and farmers need to go and do that. But as I say, the important thing here is the €10 million funding for the sector too. And on the back of the funding, the Harvest Fund, for example, I delivered for the tillage sector last year, where for unharvested crops, I delivered up to €1,000 per hectare to farmers who couldn't harvest their crops. Also on the back of the tillage incentive scheme I introduced last year and the year before that, and indeed the doubling of the protein aid that I've delivered as well to improve and encourage protein crops, which is really delivering results. So indeed the €30 million that I promised earlier on this year for everybody who's planted this year at a rate of €100 a hectare, that's all funding I fully intend and am committed to delivering to the sector, alongside the €10 million I committed to this scheme, because I want to see our tillage sector grow. I'm massively committed to it, but the right and appropriate thing to do now is to make sure we have straw available for fodder next winter, spring, because for the tillage sector,
Minister,
I wouldn't want the biosecurity issues that would come with importing straw next year either.
Minister Charlie McConlogue, Minister of Agriculture, Food and the Marine, thank you very much for talking to Countrywide this morning.
Thank you, Ella.